again. This is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 192. Series of 260 chapters that deal with the happenings and the people who made things happen here over the past 50 years. The WHKP years, we follow the same format as that used with the great Frank Fitzsimmons. So we call it merely Where Fitz Left Off. There has only been one Henderson County man's body placed to lie in state in the rotunda-type lobby of the Hendersonville City Hall, and that happened on this date in 1940. While this program has concerned itself with the happenings of the past 50 years, and this particular event took place 56 years ago, the man's life and his contributions impacted the way of life in this community for decades after his death. And we're speaking of former police chief Otis V. Powers. Chief Powers had moved here from Asheville and had taken a job under police officer J.W. McCarson. In 1915, he was made chief of police. It should be noted that in the 35 years before Chief Otis Powers took the job as chief, there had been 19 other men who had served short periods of time as either marshals, as they were called before 1900, or chief in the years thereafter. Plus, Chief Powers was immediately designated to wear four hats. He was fire chief, he was chief of streets, he was chief of sanitation. All members of his department, in fact, were hired as police and firemen. Chief Powers established a policy that if the streets needed sweeping or sidewalks needed shoveling, he simply had his officers roust out everybody in the jail and they'd work for the service of Hendersonville. Chief Powers also established a policy in the dead of winter and in the Depression years. If a transient appeared at the police department with nowhere to go, he could spend the night in the warmth of the jail and would be given a hot meal along with the prisoners the next morning. Powers was active in the community as well. He was a member of the Presbyterian Church, a member of the Masons, Elks, Woodman. He was vice chairman of the County Democratic Party for years. And when J.M. Broughton ran for governor, Chief Otis Powers was his local campaign chairman. In fact, on a visit here, Broughton nicknamed Otis Powers, quote, the wheel horse of democracy. In spite of the fact that his job required him to incarcerate individuals and his preferences led him to be active politically in the Democratic Party, he was universally well-liked, and that was in both parties. At the only political rally I ever attended, my father, H. Grady, had taken me with him to this meeting, which I must have been about 10 or 12 years old. In those years, Mr. Joe Hollingsworth was what I'd call the professional prayer for the Republican Party. Mr. Hollingsworth could sometimes pray 15 or 20 minutes, asking God's help from abominations being placed upon us by the Democrats. And I remember on this one occasion, Mr. Hollingsworth prayed, and God, you know that every Democrat is bound for hell, and was, except maybe for Oak Powell. Chief Powers' body lay in state in City Hall from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., when it was removed to the Presbyterian Church for the funeral. The Times News reported in the edition of October 8th on this day in 1940, quote, hundreds of people, both white and colored, filed silently by the casket this morning and this afternoon as the body lay in state at City Hall. Otis Powers was succeeded by one of his own officers, Clarence Edney, and his death, Edney would be succeeded by another officer, Everett Orr. And Clarence Edney also wore the four hats that had been worn by Chief Powers, but for only about 5 years, when Mayor A.V. Edwards recognized creation of four different departments in the city, each with its own head, police, fire, streets, and sanitation. Never again would any one man carry such a mantle of authority as did Chief Powers during his 25-year career and during the brief career of Chief Edney. Chief Powers had only one son, William Bill Powers, who attended school at Furman University. After military service in World War II, he entered a partnership for a brief period with his brother-in-law, B. Sims, in the operation of the Jack's Packs grocery store on Fifth Avenue. He sold his interest to B when the opportunity arose for him to become chief of police, as his father had served. And he also served some 25 years as police chief. In fact, since 1915, it has been either Otis or Bill Powers serving as chief of police for Hendersonville for 50 of those years. Bill later was promoted to wear other hats for the city, and it was pointed out in other stories regarding the revitalization of downtown Hendersonville. Bill played a critical role, serving as a working superintendent with other city employees and implementing the changes in streets and drainage and general decor of the present unique town Hendersonville. Now, the memory of this seventh child of a seventh, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.